Building a baby-friendly environment. Your baby needs you very much during the first days and months and years of her life. She needs all the warm, loving care you can give her. And there's an additional something that she needs that most parents don't talk about much and sometimes aren't aware of. Your baby needs a baby-friendly environment. Her mind is very impressionable during these first days and months and years. While she's getting her first taste of family life, she really needs to be with people who will help her feel safe. Her mind knows that she is a helpless creature, that she can't fend for herself during these first months and years. So her mind is extra sensitive to moments when no one is watching her, or to moments when grown-ups are upset, or to moments when unexpected things are happening around her. Part of her brain is always watching to see whether she's safe, whether she's protected by your attention, by her daddy's attention, by her auntie's attention, by the childcare worker's attention. Her mind is on guard. Her mind is always watching. And her mind will freeze in fear the minute that things don't seem to be safe. So that means that if someone yells, it's a crisis for your baby. If a motorcycle revs up outside your apartment, it can frighten her. If she hears gunshots and angry shouting on TV, it can disturb her mind. The way adults act who are intoxicated can really upset her. If you take her to a sporting event, the sudden roar of the crowd can imprint feelings of danger, danger, danger in her mind. These kinds of shocks to her sensitive system can make it hard for her to sleep well or eat well for days after they happen. Even a hearty laugh of her relatives can spook an infant and make her cry. You can't protect a baby from every sudden, unexpected, or harsh event. She needs to build relationships in your broader family and needs to be an integral part of your social life, so she'll run into difficult moments occasionally. But it does make sense to do what you can to limit those experiences that might be frightening for your baby. You want to raise a confident child. You want your baby to see the world as an interesting, friendly place, not as a place that holds danger at every turn. So here's some ideas of things you can do to cut down on the number of overwhelming moments your baby experiences. You can make it a habit to explain to your baby what's happening and briefly why. A baby of even one day old needs to be honored with information about the world around her. Sweetie, I'm going to undo your diaper now. Here we go. Will help an infant who's trying to understand her world and knows how it works. Okay, this is your car seat. You're going to be sitting in the back for a while, and I'm going to be in the front. You won't see me, but I'll still be watching over you. Or, is it time to nurse? You look like that's what you want. It's going to take me just a moment to get ready. Sounds like that's what you want. Here you go. You're kind of acting like your child's tour guide to the world. She'll benefit from your awareness that many ordinary things will be new to her for months and years. Both mommy and daddy can play a very important role in helping a baby feel like the world is an understandable place with the explanations that they give. So here's another thing you can do. You can tune in as you approach her. Give her time to connect with you and ask other adults to do the same. You know, you could imagine if someone you barely knew came up to you and talked to you nonstop in a language that you didn't understand and pinched your cheek here and pinched your cheek there without even asking you what you wanted or hearing anything from you. You would be insulted. You would want that person to go away. But people do this to babies all the time. This kind of interaction is too sudden and too arbitrary to be good for a baby. Babies take time to warm to people. They need to get a sense of a person before they feel safe with them. So approach your baby using your eyes first. Talk gently and wait for your baby to find your gaze and look back before touching her or moving her. This slower, gentler, more respectful approach takes only a few more seconds of time, but it gives your baby an important advantage. It means that she's got the time to make sense of her experience. You don't want to rush the experience that she's having so that she gets overwhelmed by people swooping in and talking fast and picking her up and taking her places that they didn't tell her about. You want things to go slowly enough that she feels up to the task of making sense of things, of building relationships with people, of understanding what's happening this moment and the next and the next. Now, you're going to need to teach other people in your family to let her warm before they move her or take her where they want to take her, so that she can learn to trust them and to be want to be close to them rather than tightening up when they come close. Another thing you can do is to shield her from adult interactions that are harsh or tense or angry or loudly emotional, whether they're happening in real time or on TV. Babies really depend on us for their sense of safety, and they fully understand that out-of-control emotion is a danger for them. They're tiny, big people are big. They're helpless, and people whose emotions are out of control don't exactly know what they're doing. So babies may react by freezing or by acting like they're asleep or by zoning out with a thumb in their mouth or a pacifier or sometimes by crying loudly. But whatever their response, babies are affected by the fear they feel. So what you want to do is to do what you can to keep them out of the range of people who are likely to erupt in anger. And you want to keep them away from the sound or the sight of adult TV or movie drama and violence. This means not taking babies to the movies, not having a baby sit with you through a Law and Order with the sirens running and people talking angrily to one another. The things they see and hear on TV are not the kind of experience that you want to offer infants and toddlers. They can't really digest it, and it makes the world feel like a harder place. Another thing you can do is to be cautious about events that involve sudden or sustained loud noise. Some babies can handle these kinds of things, and other babies are extremely sensitive to noise. Be cautious about noise during your infant's first 3 to 6 months especially. Events like fireworks shows or air shows, auto races, basketball or football games, rock concerts, amusement parks, or even rush hour traffic downtown can be hard on some babies. So keep an eye on your baby, and if you find yourself in an aggressively noisy place where the noise is sudden and frequent, try to give your baby little breaks, maybe in the restroom or maybe going outside of a room that's really full of clatter, so she can feel your full attention where it's more peaceful. Just give her a little break. She could be feeling frightened, and she's going quiet in that instinctive response to fear that makes a child fold into herself and wait till the crisis is over. If you take her away from the noise now and then, letting her hear your voice and letting her see your face and giving her a chance to feel your attention, she may take the chance to cry hard in order to offload the stress that she's been absorbing through the time that when it was noisy. And if she cries, then just keep making a connection with her and listen to her and tell her that you're sorry that it's such a noisy place, but you're going to keep her safe no matter what. Let her offload all that stress she absorbed, and she'll finish crying when the feeling of fear is finally gone. And this is our most important point of all. When your baby has become frightened, hold her close, offer her eye contact, give her your warmth and attention, and listen to how she feels. All babies feel stressed several times a day. Their systems are delicate, and they're trying to understand lots of things that they don't have information about. And so it's no wonder they sometimes just have to go, "Wah!" and let us know that, you know, life has been too much for them in the last few moments or the last few hours. So babies just don't hold tension inside naturally. They store it up as long as they can, and then they want to let it out. They want to be held by us. And when we show them that we're there, they want to have a good, hearty cry to let all that tension go. So there will be times when your little one has become frightened or frustrated or overwhelmed by something that just happened. Check to see if she's hungry or uncomfortable. And if you don't see anything that needs to be fixed, stay listen. Move in close, offer her eye contact, give her a gentle, reassuring voice. Hold her near and tell her that you love her and that you want to hear what she has to say. Slowly but surely, she'll tell you all about it, and then her mind will settle, and she'll feel at peace with you and at peace with the world again. And the things that jostled her mind and jostled her feelings will be all worked through, and she'll be your beautiful, shining, attentive, relaxed baby again. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your good efforts to be a great mom or a great dad.